I'm in my attic. Top of the house, same place most attics are. And I was just storing some stuff and bringing down a record player. I can hear a few different things. I can hear the traffic outside on a mainish road. I can hear an aircraft overhead, but a much closer sound, closer even than the dripping tank of water, is a clicking. And that clicking is of an upright fan, a cold air fan, which I just brought up here and placed on the floor. And it was making this sound when I put it down, and I thought, I'll just wait and see how long that spins for, how good the bearings are. And it hasn't stopped. Now, I don't think I've discovered perpetual motion, but I was momentarily freaked out thinking, why is the fan rotating and it's not plugged in? It's actually in a black plastic bag. It's about 3 foot high, has buttons in the top, and it sits on a base, and when it is plugged in, it spins obviously a lot faster than this and blows cold air into the room at 3 different speeds. And it's really not stopping. And I can only imagine that there are electrical cables in the floor beneath me, which is the roof above a bedroom, and that the coiled power lead is enabling some kind of induction of electricity. But I'm really surprised that this will run off less than the 240 volts that's intended, unless that's what's being induced, surely not, through the floor. And the electricity must be passing through a good gap of 2 inches or 3 inches or so of floor. So I'm really interested in that. I'm just going to move it out of the way and see if this stops. But I really didn't want to move it because I didn't want to think that I was imagining it. I wanted to record it. One last listen. And now I'm going to move it. And it's still going. In fact, it's probably going a little bit faster. Let me move it over here. Now I'm sitting it on a... a beam. Too weird. Oh. Idiot. It was a timer. It was just a timer that sits on the top. Righto. Go about your business.